Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting on American Freedom Radio. This is going to be a very, very quick one. I'm trying to get this recorded and uploaded as fast as possible because essentially I would like a bit of money, ladies and gentlemen. It is our fifth year wedding anniversary tomorrow. And taking a screenshot of the bank accounts just before, that's 00000 and all the bank accounts and that kind of thing. So that's unfortunate. All the different sources of revenue have amounted to zippo because we have had to pay the rent. So that means, you know, we've got nothing for tomorrow. So all I need is maybe like $50 so I can just take my wife to a movie or something like that on our five-year wedding anniversary or something. Hopefully that's not too much to ask. And the reason why I'm doing this thing actually kind of all of a sudden, counterpoint to that, is also I saw this headline. Anti-vaxxers, one of the top 10 threats to global health, World Health Organization. So I was just like, okay, baby, we go and jump on that. So without, as they say, in Israel, further ado, I'm going to get into this article here. And also I want to remind people as well that there is donate buttons on the homepage of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And if you could go there during the broadcast and donate through the KiwiBank or the PayPal, that would be really, really lovely, ladies and gentlemen. So let's see if we can get this puppy underway, and we'll just make sure all of those audio settings are in their right place. Okay, here we go, folks.
And by the way, I have to say, last time we discussed vaccinations on the show, I got a lot of emails. Can I please ask you, if you are an anti-vaxxer, please don't email me. I admire your commitment.
Please don't email me, because that might, like, I don't know, force me to be confronted with facts and evidence and things like that. I don't want to look at that, because that way I've got plausible deniability. So I can say to people, I haven't seen any evidence to substantiate that. Because I haven't looked. It's only a 35-second, this piece, okay? This massive defamation, okay? As if vaccinators are just the most evil people ever. They're one of the top 10 threats to health. Like, not glyphosate and all of these other, or 5G or whatever the hell. Maybe they're on the list. We might even find this list, eh? Yeah. But did they tell you all these top 10 lists, or did they just go for the anti-vaxxer argument? Did they? In the New Zealand... I mean, that's why I jumped on this immediately, because this propaganda piece, and the last time that these people come out... Now, look at the face. Oh, it's so funny, the anti-vaxxers. Let's just ridicule them and make them look ridiculous. He's like, oh my God, look at how stupid these people are. I can't believe they don't vaccinate their children. It just oozes wankery. I've never used those two words consecutively before in a sentence. It's actually quite satisfying.
Thanks to bringing back diseases like polio, but I'm not the man to help.
Okay. Oh, yes, he's going to bring back diseases like polio. It's just so funny. And I don't know that polio was actually wiped out because a whole bunch of men who actually had facial hair, in some cases, actually got their hands dirty for a living and instituted this thing called sanitation and plumbing so that waterborne diseases like polio didn't become a thing anymore. Okay, just the faces on these people, the smugness, I have said this on radio before. I believe that there should be legal exceptions when it comes to stabbing people. Okay, like this needs to be hammered out. We have to figure out what the rules are. I mean, I'm not saying I would stab them. I'm just saying I want to, and I wish that there was some way that I could do so legally, you know, because I'm a tyrant, you see. I want to get away with this, and I'm not just joking about it. I actually want to do it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not a communist. It's just funnier to think of them being stabbed than them actually being stabbed, okay? Because actually being stabbed, right? That's not cool. The man is not a roast lamb or something delectable that's meant to be stabbed and carved and what have you. It's just not the done thing. Dialogue, goddammit, dialogue. That's what's going to happen. A nice, friendly chat. But unfortunately, he won't even read your emails. So what kind of chat could you possibly have with a pro-vaxxer propagandist that would result in anything positive? How about, what if his child gets vaccinated and they develop some kind of horrific disease directly after getting the vaccination? Maybe that'll wake him up, maybe not. A lot of people got vaccine-damaged children that haven't woken up at all. You know? It's a terrible, terrible thing that these people do. And in point of fact, I'm going to do something I don't normally do. I'm going to go and I'm going to give you a little bit of cult of reference, ladies and gentlemen. When I say cult of reference, I'm referencing the cult of vaccines. It's a little page I made. And I believe just the other day I posted up something on here, which is a link to, there we are, the vaccine stats, ladies and gentlemen. So this is a bunch of things of how many numbers of doses were distributed throughout the US, how many people got dismissed, how many people got compensated, and so on and so forth. Okay, and that's just this year's, right? And you can see how many compensatable total, compensatable settlement. It's all there. These are all the different types of vaccines. DT, DTaP, DTaP, Hep B, IBF, IPV, DTP, Hep A and Hep B, hepatitis, you know, influenza vaccines, measles, meningococcal, all the different types of vaccines, okay? And they've all got little compensation claims against them and grand totals and things of that nature, all right? Now, at the end of it, all of this numbers, and basically what it tries to do is it tries to hide with a whole bunch of really, really mandated crap. What's actually really going on here? And here's the thing. Compensated and dismissed. Okay, so let's just take one thing, for example. We'll take the influenza vaccine, and I'll read out one layer of these tables, and I'll give you an idea of how vaccines obviously cause damage. I can just read one line of this and prove to you, beyond reasonable doubt, that vaccines do cause damage, okay? And that these people over here don't know what the hell they're talking about, all right? And I can also back that up by saying that people who have worked in the media have been on the show over the years, and what they've said is, those people in the media, how smart are they? What do you mean? They're not smart at all. They're actually complete idiots. They have no idea, bro. They're more obsessed about their Gucci handbags and that kind of stuff. Okay, so influenza vaccine. How many filed injuries? 4,816. Okay. How many filed deaths? 161. The filed grand total, 4,977. Compensated, 2,789. Dismissed, 446. Okay, so right there, nearly 3,000 people out of nearly 5,000 people who filed for an injury against the influenza vaccine got compensated. How could they possibly be compensated if vaccines never hurt people and there's no scientific evidence to back that up? It also goes by fiscal year and the amount of things total. So the amount of total adjudications that they've had, 17,627. Okay? That's the total amount of people between the possible compensatable and the possible dismissed. Okay? Since 1989 to 2019. All right? That is 6,500 people compensated since 1989. What's that? 20, 30 years. Okay? Vaccines don't cause damage at all. We've compensated people every single freaking conceivable year since we could legally compensate them by creating a vaccine court that taxes the US public instead of taking the money out of the vaccine manufacturer. Guess who wrote that legislation? You guessed it, the fucking vaccine manufacturers. And then, when that shit gets exposed, they run propaganda pieces like this.
Maybe send emails to the WHO or the British Medical Association.
Or other controlled organizations that are on the payroll of the Rockefeller medicine scumbags who actually own all of these pharmaceutical companies and things of that nature and all of the tax-free foundations that are associated there. And it's just like, it's a massive tapestry of scumbaggery. And this guy's got no clue. No clue whatsoever. I'm sorry, bro. Like, if you're feeling insulted by this, it's okay to not know something. But, you've made a choice, son. You got given the information, and you chose to ignore it. You chose to keep taking the money. You chose to keep spreading lies, and you chose to not look even further. Okay? You've chosen to be the enemy of humanity. Dude. Wake up. Do something a little bit different with your life. I don't know. It won't pay as well to tell the truth and be honorable and give a shit. But it might just feel better than being an empty shill for murdering psychopaths. Theoretically. I mean, I'm not a doctor or anything.
Or the Ministry of Health, or one of the people that make the decisions, if they...
One of the people who make the decisions, which never review the evidence. The amount of times that people have sent submissions into the... Here's the thing. The only thing you're allowed to do is send in a submission. How strong is that? Oh, you've got a strong submission. Who pays the government? Who's the... You know, it's just like... Oh, go to the authorities. The authorities make all the decisions and stuff. I don't have to understand anything personally. I'm not in a position of responsibility to know what I'm talking about when I'm talking on national TV to a wide audience of unthinking morons who will believe anything that I say so that if I'm wrong, I send them down a path of self-destruction unwittingly. No. Yes.
I'm convinced, I'm convinced, but until then, don't bother.
Sick burn.
Oh, sick burn.
You can just fire them through to jmulligan@gmail.com.
Give out his personal email address. Oh, that's funny. Okay. So, into the article. So, how long is this thing? Okay, so, they're making this outlandish statement. Now, first of all, let's think about the context of this title. Anti-vaxxers, one of the top 10 threats to global health, World Health Organization. First of all. Authority tells you to be afraid of these people. They're a threat.
Oh, my God, the anti-vaxxers are coming. Oh, my God. Are you telling me that your child is not vaccinated? Oh, my God. The threat is massing. I'm surrounded by the unvaccinated. How will we ever survive? How did humanity ever get through the last several million years of gradual evolution without vaccination? I just don't understand. Damn it. Oh. Just calm it down, Vinny. I know you don't like him. And just...
Ladies and gentlemen, they have zero likes on this article. This is posted over a week ago. Nobody's listening to these people. Nobody's supporting them. They've got all the comments disabled, all the ratings disabled. They're full of spam, fake news and stuff like that. How desperate are these people? Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. You know now. I mean, maybe you don't know. Because there's a whole bunch of other threads and things like that where I don't have really time to go into it to prove it. But just looking at that like ratio, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Mainstream media article, big anti-vaxxer thing, been up for a week on the largest mainstream media entity in New Zealand, and they have zero likes. Does that tell you something? What are these people here to do? Are they here to be liked? Are they here to tell you the truth? To give you what you're going to accept? And that kind of thing? No! They're going to propagandize and brainwash you and say, this is the truth, this is the truth, this is the truth, and just keep repeating it all the time. They don't care if you agree with it, because they know that if they just say it 1,000 times, that a whole bunch of people will believe it. That's the game. These people are playing a game. And this is a World Health Organization announcement. And they have giggling comedians announce it. In a vein of ridicule. And I know that that criticism sounds ridiculously ironic coming from me. Anti-vaxxers aren't just a danger to your baby. They're a danger to your baby, folks. Oh my God, there's an anti-vaxxer in the house. He's a danger to your baby. Oh, they're going to hurt your babies. Oh my God, that's just... Can I blow it out of proportion even more? I can't. They're one of the 10 biggest threats the world faces today. Let's have a look at this thread, tell me. According to the World Health Organization. Who? Now, what are the top 10 three? Oh, the globalist World Trade Organization. Air pollution and climate change is the number one threat. I love it how they add in air pollution and climate change as one, you know. Non-communicable diseases, such as diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. All of these things, which are created by the fake food pyramids, by the New World Order and stuff like that. And all of these things are provided a hell of a lot of relief by mainstream medicine. With all of their shots and injections and things of that nature. Which give you all sorts of other health complications down the line. So, number one, our fake climate change agenda to enslave you all. Number two, our fake diseases caused by the bad food that we feed you all. Number three, our fake influenza pandemics that we start up every single frickin' year during flu season and then sell you vaccines that get you sick and we compensate you a few million dollars worth at your expense, ladies and gentlemen, through the vaccine court. You see? Fragile and vulnerable settings. What does this mean? Live in places where protracted crisis through a combination of challenges through... Okay, so through HAARP and chemtrails and everything like that, these are talking about, vulnerable settings. Basically, it says drought, that's chemtrails. Famine, that's the global futures market. Conflict, that's the oil market, essentially, just taking out countries so you can steal their oil or stop them selling oil in anything other than US dollars, at least. And population displacement, which is exactly what's happening with all the UN immigration, which the UN themselves are freaking facilitating. Okay, so all of these major crises so far have been things that the elite themselves have freaking created. And including, they also created the World Health Organization, by the way. So, an organization that the elite created is telling you to fear all the things that the elite created. Stop. Stop it. Just calm down. Calm down. Calm down. You're gonna get hoarse. Last one. Antimicrobial resistance. Okay, so basically, instead of using vitamin C and cannabis on all of the frickin' things and everything like that, Rockefeller Medicine, controlled by the New World Order and everything, uses all the antibiotics and everything like that. Okay? Which has created antimicrobial resistant to it, you know? It's just like, right, the elite created that crisis as well. Ebola and other high-threat pathogens. And it turns out, you know what created that frickin' Ebola outbreak? It was the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who work for the frickin' elite. Weak primary healthcare, which happens to be undermined by the privatization of healthcare by the elite. Vaccine hesitancy. And the only reason why people are hesitant of the vaccines is because of the elite! It's just one after the other. And dengue. Dengue, a mosquito-borne disease that causes flu-like symptoms and can be lethal and kill up to 20% of those with severe dengue, has been growing a threat for decades. And considering you can cure a case of dengue fever with $10 of vitamin C, which you can't really do because Rockefeller Medicine says it's not freaking good, hence the reason for the dengue plague is again, the elite! HIV. Now, did you know that 76% of the world's population is infected with HIV, ladies and gentlemen? It's actually just a normal thing that just happens to be in there. Some people are carriers, some people are not, and it actually doesn't really mean anything, and it doesn't actually lead to AIDS at all. And in fact, the AIDS epidemic is just dying off, and it's just nobody even really worries or cares about it anymore. You know, a few people lying around with them, but way, way less than they used to be. And it turns out that during the time when the AIDS epidemic started, it started in Africa, right next to where the South African government, with US financing, by the way, were working on, in a secure germ lab warfare, you know, agents and stuff like that, for a race-specific bioweapon. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? So HIV, again, the elite. Joy and Who in Action by lying to people and saying that all the crises that we're going to save you from are the ones that we freaking caused. Back to the anti-vaxxer propaganda. Do you see the net, ladies and gentlemen? I hope you don't, because I can't freaking see it. It's just everywhere, you know. I'm just living in it now. It's like water. If you're a fish, you're living in water, you're like, what's water? You don't understand because you've been in it for your entire life. The United Nations agency has listed vaccine hesitancy alongside influenza, superbugs and Ebola, saying it threatens to reverse progress in tackling vaccine-preventable diseases. Okay, first of all, that's interesting language because there are no vaccine-preventable diseases, and so therefore they're correct. So if people stop having vaccines, then there won't be any progress in tackling vaccine-preventable diseases because there was never any progress to begin with. What if we actually read it right from the horse's mouth and then we'll go and see how the New Zealand media frame it, eh? It might be interesting to compare them frickin' side to side, eh? Vaccine hesitancy. Should I say it in my nice evil New World Order voice? Vaccine hesitancy.
the reluctance or refusal to vaccinate despite the availability of vaccines threatens to reverse progress made in tackling vaccine-preventable diseases. Vaccination is one of the most cost-effective ways of avoiding disease, apart from nutrition and not being an idiot and trusting the World Health Organization. It currently prevents 2 to 3 million deaths a year. But of course, we've got no figures to actually justify that. And in fact, it might be causing as much as 10 million deaths per year, if not hundreds of millions of people with various disorders and diseases and things that accrue directly after being given a vaccine. And further, 1.5 million could be avoided if global coverage of vaccinations were improved. Measles, for example, has seen a 30% increase in cases globally. The reasons for this rise are complex, and not all of these cases are due to vaccine hesitancy. However, some countries that were too close to eliminating the disease have seen a resurgence. And we have no evidence to suggest it just wasn't because they vaccinated or anything, but we're just going to say that it was because there just happens to be a vaccine product for the disease that we want to treat. The reasons why people choose not to vaccinate are complex. A vaccines advisory group has identified complacency, inconvenience in accessing vaccines, and lack of confidence are key reasons underlying hesitancy. Health workers, especially those in communities, remain the most trusted advisor and influencer of vaccine decisions, and they must be supported to provide trusted, credible information on vaccines. In 2019, who will ramp up work to eliminate cervical cancer worldwide by increasing coverage of the HPV vaccine, among other interventions? 2019 may also be the year in which transmission of wild poliovirus is stopped in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Last year, less than 30 cases were reported in both countries. WHO and partners are committed to supporting these countries to vaccinate every last child to eradicate this crippling disease for good.
It seems almost as evil as it actually should be when I say it in that voice, doesn't it? Was that a little uncomfortable to listen to? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. See, now, what it does is it just merely quotes it. And now it goes into the, I'm talking about the, back on the this other article now. Essentially what they've done is they've quoted a couple of sections from what we've done there, but then they go on an editorial rant and then they quote it right at the end. Okay, so let's read out the editorial rant, shall we? And we'll see if we can pick that one apart. Because what's problematic about these kind of things is that you can easily read into them and go, well, and they cast aspersions. But unless you actually know the data, you know, how to actually work out the equation, you don't quite understand how they're lying to you or what exactly the lie is, that kind of thing, unless you've got the information to refute it. So if I do have the information to refute it, and if I don't, I'll have to start watching some more documentaries and interviewing more vaccine experts, I guess, because I've done quite a bit of that. And if I don't have answers, then I'm very ashamed of that. The anti-vaccination movement, often referred to as anti-vaxxers by the media and by anybody who listens to the mainstream media or thinks the mainstream media has any credibility, which is about 30% of the population. Fun fact, 30% of the population will believe anything they're told, and 30% of the population think the media are credible. It's a correlation. It might not be a causality. Got a shot in the arm in 1998 with the publication of a paper linking the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine to autism. Now, in actual fact, what the paper linked to autism was the usage of what are they called? you know those drugs you take when they're like antimicrobial or something like that, antifungal. I forget the freaking name. Hate it when the words escape you like that, eh? Right in the middle of whatever you're freaking talking about. It's stupid. But anyway, antibiotics. Boom, got it. Okay, so basically what the paper did is it said that he was studying gut bacteria, all right? Now, what happened is after the gut bacteria are gone through the course of antibiotics, and then if you inject a measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, autism. Okay, that's what the paper found. It wasn't that the vaccine was linked to autism per se. It's that the vaccine plus antibiotics plus no gut flora that would normally break down a lot of the stuff that's in the vaccine and maybe allow it to pass through the system without causing as much damage, you know, that kind of thing, that's the link to autism. Interesting, eh? The paper was later retracted and the author, Andrew Wakefield, struck off the UK Medical Register for fraud. Okay, now, the paper was not retracted. Retracted implies that the person who put the paper forth put it back, when in fact it was rejected by the establishment who just so happened to have a whole lot of financial connections to the vaccine industry who financed their universities. And then he was fired and struck off and said that it was fraud, even though his trial proved him innocent. Okay? And then this article goes on to say, but the myth persists. You don't... The arrogance. The scumbaggery. I have a lot of rage in me, ladies and gentlemen, a lot. Mostly for those who hurt and kill and destroy children and their families. Their mothers and their fathers, and then lie about it, and then blame the people who are trying to save them. I hold anger for that above much, much, much else. A survey in 2017 found more than a third of US adults believe they knew more about the causes of autism than doctors and scientists, namely because the doctors and scientists get indoctrinated by Rockefeller Medicine, who sell them the vaccines, who tell, no, sell this, they just turn them into salespeople. The less a person knew about autism, the more likely they were to think they know better than the experts. And also, there's a double-edged sword to that. This is the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. No. It's a completely different principle. Forget the name of it. I was talking about it on the show the other day. It was about GMOs or something like that. I'm going to go directly to that and see if I can pull that one up. I think it was on my channel videos. Because it's quite important. The less a person knew about autism, the more likely they were to think they know better than the expert. But also, the more expertise somebody has, the more they think they actually know than they actually do. Okay? So if you're, oh, I've been doing this for 10 years, you can't teach me anything. Really, have you seen that? Oh, no, I haven't actually seen that. But I'm not going to listen to it anyway because I've been doing this for 10 years. Okay, it's that phenomenon. Okay, so these people don't understand the double-edged sword of it, and that was something I did go into on the video the other day. People against GMOs labeled anti-science. Yeah, that was the one I was talking about here, and I think there's a link in the description to the original article, I think. There we are, from the National Post in Canada. And we'll come up with that principle in just a minute. Where is it? It was discovered in 1999, I think. Yeah, there we are. Yeah, the Dunning-Kruger effect. That's what it is. Okay. Not only do these people reach erroneous conclusions and make unfortunate choices, David Dunning and Justin Kruger wrote in their 1990 May paper describing the phenomenon, but their incompetence robs them of the metacognitive ability to realize it, okay? And that goes into everything, okay? These people are so dumb that they don't know how dumb they are. All right, and that goes for these people as well as the people who think that they know science about autism. There's a lot of people. These people, what they're saying is correct, but they're missing out half the story is what I'm saying. A report by WHO last year directly blamed anti-vaxxers for a rise in measles cases, particularly in wealthy Europe and North America. And again, do they have any evidence for this? Or, in actual fact, was it the measles vaccine that caused the outbreak? So you could just do that. Measles vaccine causes measles outbreak. Press enter. And, oh, look. Outbreak of over 12,000 cases of measles in Ukraine is caused by vaccination. Okay, see, right like that, ladies and gentlemen, every single thing they're telling you is a complete and utter lie. All right? Directly blamed anti-vaxxers for the rise in the immunity. About 95% coverage is needed for herd immunity. Now, herd immunity, what does the word vaccine come from? It comes from vacca, the Latin for cow. Moo. That's why they call it herd immunity, because you're the herd, ladies and gentlemen. Your herd immunity gives the elite immunity from you, because the vaccine shut down a whole lot of higher cognitive function, and if they don't do that and make you dumber, they make you sicker. Sicker people can't work as well. Sicker people can't make as much money. Sicker people can't get as much done. Sicker people are a hell of a lot less threat than the New World Order. 95% vaccinated public, 95% of you, ladies and gentlemen, are out of the game. Think about that. If you wanted to disable your enemy before they even grew pubic hair, vaccinate them. They're fucked for life. How cruel is that? How malevolent? So people who can't get the vaccine, those with weak immune systems, babies and cancer patients, for example, are protected. When in actual fact, they are giving vaccines even to pregnant women, even though it says you can't give it to pregnant women. So even though they don't even obey their own warning labels, you know why? Because they don't even read their own warning labels. Because if you did read a warning label, you would say, warning, vaccine may cause death. And you might not, you might think, a little bit of case of influenza, stay home, have some Lemsip. Or death. I think I'll take the week off of work, thank you. You know, ladies and gentlemen, thought just occurred to me. I haven't gotten sick in years. Like, not real sick, you know? And I think it's because I don't work with other people anymore that stress me out. You know, somebody pisses me off, somebody's making comments I don't like, blocking the scum is gone, blocking the scum is gone, blocking the scum is gone, blocking the scum is gone. Emotional stress. Gone. Right? These people are trying to hype up emotional stress all the time, and that's why I'm doing the show today, ladies and gentlemen, is because I'm stressed out. I need some donation money, essentially, just so I can take my wife out to a movie or buy us dinner or something like that, because at the moment we've got nothing for anything. And that's all I want. And that's all I'm doing right now for that reason, ladies and gentlemen. So if you could donate, go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com and donate today. There's a little Patreon button there. It used to be a button, I think, but it's not working anymore. And Kiwi Bank and PayPal and what have you. But anyway, on with the article. New Zealand currently has above 90% coverage, and outbreaks are usually caused by people arriving from overseas with the disease. Worldwide, coverage for the most common communicable diseases is at 85%. WHO estimates 21 million lives have been saved since 2000 thanks to the MMR vaccine. Really? Oh, they just estimate that. No link to substantiate the claim. They just say that they're saving lives. Okay. In 2019, it says efforts will ramp up to, quote, eliminate cervical cancer worldwide by increasing coverage of the HPV vaccine, among other interventions. Now, HPV vaccine reactions. Side effects of the HPV vaccine from the manufacturer themselves. No, this isn't the one. NHS, HPV.org. Common side effects: bruising or itching in the site of the injection, a high temperature, feeling hot and shivery, feeling sick, nausea, pain in the arms, hands, fingers, legs or toes. Rare side effects: around 1 in 10,000 people who have the Gardasil HPV vaccine experience an itchy red rash. Hives, very rare side effects, about 1 in 10,000 people. See, what they say is this is rare, very rare, but they're both 1 in 10,000, right? It's less than, whatever. Sorry, misread that. Less than 1 in 10,000 people who have the Gardasil HPV vaccine experience difficulty breathing and restriction of the airwaves, and they save it till last. Other side effects: some people may feel dizzy or faint after vaccination. In the school-delivered vaccination program, girls are asked to sit or lie down for the injection for about 15 minutes afterwards to help reduce the chance of them fainting or hurting themselves falling over. People have reported other side effects, but because these come from people reporting side effects themselves rather than the controlled clinical tests, it's not possible to say how often they happen or to how many people, because the doctors are trained to ignore all of the side effects. They're trained to ignore them and say, no, can't be a vaccine. So what if they're all on the frickin' thing? So what if they happen directly after giving them the vaccine? So what if that's what the scientific test in the lab actually said and what have you? You're just an ordinary person being given a vaccine that the stuff says will affect ordinary people. That can't be credible. You don't know what you're feeling or what your body does at any given time, you know? You could have been faking having no shaking disorder this whole time before getting that vaccine just to get a lawsuit out of us. How dare you? Other side effects that have been reported include bruising or bleeding more easily, chills, weakness, tiredness, or general feeling unwell, swollen glands, pain or tenderness in the joints or muscles, being sick, vomiting, fits, and seizures. Most of the symptoms are reported after any kind of vaccination, but if you have any of these or other symptoms, you should talk to the person who gave you your vaccination. All right? Hey, murderer! I'm dying! What did you do to me? Well, I murdered you. A farmer says, hey, guy who has a direct income chain, what have you given me? What you asked for? or your doctor. Doctor, why you didn't warn me about these side effects? Because you didn't ask about them. Or a nurse. Nurse, why didn't you tell me that this was dangerous for me? Oh, because you didn't know already. And it just keeps going. If you feel very ill, get medical help straight away. Reporting side effects. You can also report any side effects you think may be linked to the HPV vaccination using the Yellow Card Scheme, which is run by the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. All right. As opposed to, you know, just an independent authority or something like that. It has to be a yellow card scheme, right? Some kind of scheme controlled by the vaccine manufacturers with their hand in the cookie jar of government by chance? I'm just throwing a couple of accusations out. Allergic reactions. You see, ladies and gentlemen, how long this list of side effects actually is? You know? Allergic reactions, very rarely, and they don't define exactly how rarely it is, some people may have more severe allergic reaction called anaphylactic reaction. All right, and they don't define what it is. They have a link there, anaphylaxis, overview, treatment, preventions. It's a severe and potentially life-threatening reaction to a trigger such as an allergy. It's also known as anaphylactic shock. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you may think less of me, but I thought anaphylactic was a tennis player. Symptoms of anaphylaxis. Anaphylaxis usually develops suddenly and gets worse quickly. The symptoms include feeling lightheaded or faint, breathing difficulties. Whoa. Let's have a look at this, ladies and gentlemen, because it's the exact same thing that the vaccine symptoms are. Okay, now, yeah, there we go. The exact same thing. Confusion and anxiety. feeling lightheaded or faint, breathing difficulties, fast or shallow breathing, wheezing, a fast heartbeat, clammy skin, confusion, and anxiety, collapsing or losing consciousness. There may be other allergy symptoms, including an itchy rash, rays, or hives, feeling bad or sick, swelling, endoedema, and stomach pain. What to do if someone has anaphylaxis? Now, here's the thing. Because it's linked to stomach pain, kind of makes me wonder about all of this kind of stuff, because at the start of these common side effects and things like that, high temperature, hot and shivery, feeling sick, nausea, pain in the arms and legs and things like that, and then you have a look at the symptoms, they're actually kind of like, hey, the side effects of vaccines in general are mild anaphylaxis, more or less. So essentially, your body goes into toxic shock. Triggers include medicines, including some antibiotics and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs such as aspirin, as well as, obviously, vaccination. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you start digging into any of these articles and things like that, this is me without even having 5 minutes to prepare the show. This is me doing the show out of desperation just to get some money so I can have dinner. And I'm still better at investigating than these fucks. You could tie one arm behind my back so that I'd have to use my mouth and my tongue to use the mouse on the computer, and I'd still get the information faster. just pathetic, you know? It's like, this is my competition. People who get zero likes. God, what did I do? That's zero likes in a week. What did I just do? What was this? My show I did yesterday on the MAGA Hat Kids. Let's see how many likes that's got now. It's been up for less than 24 hours. It's been up for 22 hours. It's got 310 likes. This has been up for a week. It got zero. Okay? People aren't listening to the mainstream media anymore. For a good reason. Because they're freaking full of crap. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for watching this little thing. I'm going to upload this. It's currently 4:06 p.m. local New Zealand time. So I'm going to upload this as quickly as possible, and I'm going to be with you in the chat room. That's absolutely sure. And in fact, if you're listening to it right now, I've been in the chat room with you the whole way, haven't I? No matter which platform you're watching on. It's because I actually genuinely like interacting with you guys, and the one thing I don't like about live radio is it's too tense, it's too stressful, that kind of thing. And if you interact with the audience, the whole thing just falls to shit sometimes. You know, you're like, oh, is this, is that, or it's an organizational nightmare. This way, with the premiere feature, ladies and gentlemen, I'm right here with you the whole time. Even while I'm speaking on this video and I'm right here in the chat room, same difference in it. I just want to thank you very much for listen to me rant and rave about vaccination for an hour. I did something a little bit different today. I'm sorry about that. I didn't just go through the article. I actually started to look up sources and do a little bit of investigation impromptu. Hey, that was fun, wasn't it? All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, if you can support the Vinnie Eastwood Show, I would love it if you could become a Patreon, because we've got a whole bunch of rewards and things like that. We can give you unlisted videos and exclusive access to a whole bunch of other content and so much more. So please go to that patreon.com/ Vinnie Eastwood. And that'll be really, really lovely, folks, because I am so, so tired and hungry and stressed out, and it's hot, it's summer, it's just, and I've stopped smoking cigarettes, and it's just, I feel crazy. I really, really just feel crazy. Anybody else been feeling that craziness a little bit lately? And it's not like an overworked kind of crazy, it's just like, why is everything so freaking nuts? Like, everywhere you look, everything's so freaking nuts, isn't it? People getting aggro and being, you know, colourful, I guess. God, I'm so guilty of the things that I hate. All right. What a great realization to leave the show on, Vinny. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I do hope you enjoy the show. And bear in mind, that's one thing I did want to do before we actually close up today, ladies and gentlemen, because I've been doing a lot of work. Okay, so this week here, done the MAGA Hat Kids, Freemasons in 40K, Freemasons control 6,000 New Zealand men and 5 million worldwide. Extreme anti-science people know the least science. My Jordan Peterson rant. And why American can and should be saved, plus a little Pete Santilli. And those are the shows that I've made in the last couple of weeks, ladies and gentlemen, as we've only just been coming back into the airwaves within the last few days. So hopefully you do like the regular content coming out and the new format. With me being in the chat room for you on the YouTube. I love you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for donating. And I hope you all have a really, really wonderful day. And we will see you again sometime. Thank you very much.